Yes.
Praise the Lord, church. Father, please, there is this parable I read in the Bible, in the book of Matthew 25, chapter 26 to 30, which is talking about talent. And we all know that talent is also a gift. So it, when I read it,
You say what?
Talent is a gift. A talent is a gift, sir.
Talent is a gift.
As in, a talent is also a gift. It has
okay, that's another word for gift. You mean that's another word for gift? Is that what you mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That the word talent is another name for gift. Yes, another word for gift.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
So when I read this, the passage, the way it is like if you do not use that your gift, it can be given to somebody else. So I don't really understand.
The Bible tells us the gift and calling of God is without repentance. If you break that statement down, if God decides to use you and you refuse to avail yourself, you can't stop God's work. He will go to another person and use the person. And the day you decide he can use you too, when you make yourself available, he will come back to you. But he put that gift there for him to use it. Okay.
Thank you.
Next person, please.
Please.
On the screen again. From Lagos. Brother NWC. Sir, please compare and contrast between the gift of prophecy and the gift of the word of knowledge. I'm happy you asked this question. Just like I used to make a statement that that anointing of the Holy Ghost, that you can be anointed without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But at the same time, that you can operate a gift, you can operate a gift without the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But at the same time too, that if you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you will surely operate a gift. Now the same thing also. Listen. The word of knowledge. The word of knowledge. That is through dream. Through vision. Audible voice. Or inspiration. Through any of these four means, you receive a knowledge. That thing you see, listen very well. That thing you see, I want to really correct myself because maybe I didn't place it very well. If you can catch it now, I think it will be better. When you are seeing vision, you are hearing a voice talking to you, or you receive an inspiration, or you dream, it's a knowledge you have received. And if it is given out, because you receive it and you are giving it out, you are actually prophesying from a word of knowledge you received. Prophecy is thus said the Lord. Now, how did you receive it? You receive it by a vision. You receive it by a voice. You receive it in a dream. And you say it. That's what William Branham said. A dream properly interpreted is prophecy. So I hope I've balanced it now. Anytime you say, I saw a vision and the Lord say like this. There are some revelations that are not prophecies. A revelation that are just guide for you. Because prophecy must be spoken. And it is directed at somebody. And word must follow it. You must say something. And when it comes to pass, it's confirmed, then God has spoken. If it doesn't come to pass, then God has not spoken, because you can dream your thought. And you can see vision of your thought. And so you begin to say, it's thus said the Lord. Meanwhile, it is your spirit that is speaking. And what you say can never come to pass. He said, you speak it presumptuously. And it is wrong. Yes, please.
Good morning, sir.
God bless you.
Sir, please, you said something. You said that a prophet is born a prophet and a teacher is born a teacher. And my question is that maybe at a time when you were young, you began to see something, some sign, maybe in your dreams or whatever you do. And at the time, the thing ceased. Does it mean that the gift is not more there?
No, it's always there.
So what
it's condition. See, amen. See, if there is a seed, if there is a seed under the earth, under the earth, you will know that the seed is there. It may not grow because of the harsh condition around. But once rain falls, amen, what is inside must come out. Amen. Okay.
Good morning, sir. It was almost the same thing she asked. I wanted to ask.
Okay. So
wanted to ask, is it possible for someone to have a gift?
Let me go to the screen first. In Lesser Oshun State, Brother Joshua says, Shalom. I have two questions. Church, I have two questions to ask. One, what's the difference between prophesying and speaking in tongues? Two, can someone operate in any of the 9 gifts without the baptism of the Holy Ghost? I think I've explained that. I've just spoken it now. And the difference between prophesying and speaking in tongue is that you are speaking in tongue and nobody knows what you are saying. Therefore, it cannot be a message. Nobody is edified by what you are saying unless there is interpretation. But prophesying is you are speaking to the hearing and understanding of everyone, and the message is given and received accordingly. God bless you. Yes.
Good morning, sir. My question is it possible for somebody to have a gift without knowing?
It's not possible. I say it's not possible. Praise the Lord. Is it possible for a woman to be pregnant without knowing? Give her a microphone. Somebody is answering me. What do you say?
At the early stage, you might not know. At the early stage.
But.
Yes.
Complete the answer now, but.
But when the pregnancy is going up, you will definitely know.
You will know now. So at the early stage, you may not know. But as the pregnancy, they increase. Your shape will change. You will know. Even if you don't know, other people will see you and know that you are pregnant.
That's my question. Because is it possible that you have a gift without knowing? People around you can come and tell you that you have such a gift.
I have just told you now.
Then if you don't operate that gift, is there any punishment that is attached to you?
No. If you don't operate that gift, the gift is given to you so that you will profit with it. So that, you know, the body of Christ can be edified by it. So that you will serve God. What you are saying is, you are born again, but you don't want to serve God. And so, if you don't serve God, then don't expect a reward. But you will go to heaven, though, because you have the Holy Ghost. But for 1,000 years, no authority. 1,000 years, nothing. In fact, even sister, Naono, they can't even call you sister, Labaja. They will just be calling you, hey, you there, hey. Because no honor is to be given to you. Hey, now, hey, you there, you, come here, you, hey, finish. Because if they say sister, that is honor. God bless you. Church, clap your hands for Jesus.
Sorry, sir. Yes? Do we have a dispensational prophet here?
Where?
Yeah.
Where?
In our midst here.
In Brother Assembly?
Yes.
No, let's answer her. What is the meaning of a dispensation?
According to you, you said a prophet that can operate 9 gifts.
Eh? I said, what is the meaning of dispensation? You say, is there a dispensational prophet? That means you know the meaning of dispensation.
As in a prophet that can operate in diverse gifts.
In a program of God. In a program of God, God himself sets a time period for a particular activity to take place according to his divine agenda. And if he chooses to use a prophet, he becomes a prophet for that dispensation, that period of time. Moses was a dispensational prophet, for it was in the period, dispensational period, of bringing his people out of Egypt. He was a dispensational prophet. And always it goes with a prophecy. There will be an expectation. Isaiah was a dispensational prophet, and he functioned in Babylon and gave us the book of Isaiah and all the prophecies we see today. And John the Baptist was a dispensational prophet. And on, and we are now in another dispensation when God himself is restoring the church back to how it was in the first church age, in the beginning. And because this is a dispensation, it's a move, God raises a man that he will use to call the attention of the people back to the apostolic faith. Therefore, in this age, we have a dispensational prophet. We are raised up to the original faith. That is the apostolic faith. So in this church, and all churches, and all over now, in this dispensation, we only have the fivefold prophets, fivefold ministry, not dispensation. No more dispensation. Okay, yes?
Praise the Lord, church. Sir, I want to ask, is it good for a pastor to tell the congregation, worship God in tongues, start speaking in tongues?
That's Pentecostal error. And everybody cannot speak in tongues. Everybody cannot speak in tongues. Even Apostle Paul asked that question. Can we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28, 29? 1 Corinthians. And God has set some in the church. First, apostles. Secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. Then gifts of healing, help, governments, diversities of tongues. Then, verse 29. Are all apostles? Answer now. You, sister, answer. Everybody an apostle?
No, sir.
Are all prophets?
No, sir.
Are all teachers?
No, sir.
Are all workers of miracles? Verse 30.
No, sir.
Have all the gifts of healing?
No, sir.
Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? No. Some. He gave some. He gave some. He gave some. He gave some. So any pastor that says, everybody stand up, begin to speak in tongues. You can only operate as the Spirit gives you utterance. So if you don't have the gift of speaking in tongues, then better pray with understanding. And stop just babbling like barbarian. Somebody may be listening to me now, you are confused. Read the whole chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Apostle Paul spoke about speaking in tongues and how we should operate it.
And so I want to ask again, does the Holy Spirit only has one word?
Tongue.
That somebody will be speaking the same thing today, tongue. Tomorrow.
You go ask them
the
now.
Same thing.
Me too, yes, they ask that question. Me too, they ask that question. They say it's a heavenly language. And that heavenly language now, one word. Every day, let's speak in tongues. I say, you yourself, you know you are not speaking in tongues. Our mumu don't do. Our eyes of understanding He has opened up and found. As we victory is ours, oh, we are chained down in the past. Don't you believe us out there? And we have responded to our God. The original. And Apostle Paul say, anyone that preaches anything contrary to what they have preached, let that person be accursed. Everybody cannot speak in tongues. And don't operate a gift you don't have. Well, look at it. Yes? Finish?
Sir, the last one. Because I have a brother who always, he may just sit down now and start speaking in tongues. And he can use like 5 hours. And be speaking.
Yes, he can even use 10 hours. Nothing wrong. But make sure he's speaking as the Spirit gives him utterance.
Well, I felt it is not really.
Don't feel. It's a gift. Stop feeling. It's in the Bible. It's a gift. The only thing is make sure he's speaking by the Spirit of God. Not him cooking it because he's... Canal pastor taught him that. It's wrong. You can speak in tongues from morning to night. And nothing is wrong if it is by the Holy Ghost. Yes? Sister Vera, in a dream, I was anointed and given a Bible to preach. Please, what is the interpretation? Because I know I cannot preach in the church, but usually go to the marketplace to preach. Of course, you cannot preach in the church because the pulpit does not belong to you for that. But wherever you are, we are to witness for the Lord. In your place of work, in the market, anywhere you are. And don't because of that say, God call you as woman evangelist Vera. You are Sister Vera. Thank you.
Sir, Deuteronomy 18, verse 20. There said that, but the prophet which shall presume to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or that shall speak in the name of other gods, even that prophet shall die. So what happens today that many of them have spoken in other gods' name and presumed to speak. Some have even done arranged prophecies and prophesying. Now they are still alive. I want to know the type of death God has, you know, said in this particular place.
Even you want to know church, the type of death?
Yes, because they've not died instant death.
Do you know the type of death?
I want to know, sir.
In the Garden of Eden, the Lord told, God told Adam and Eve, the day you eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that day you shall do what?
Die.
You shall
die.
Did they die?
They die spiritually.
You have answered it now.
But these ones now, they are still going about. Excuse me, sir. Even when the Spirit of God left them, they acquire other spirits and God is deceiving people. God is supposed to have stopped
Let
them.
Me tell you. Death. Amen. The definition of death is separation from God. That is the meaning of death. The day you eat of that tree, you will die. Because there will be separation from God. The source of life is in God. When he turns his back against you, then you will expect anything to happen. Snake can bite you. Break the edge. Serpent will bite. And the only thing is that the evidence of death. Amen. Now, that is it. Number one, you are separated from God. Now, when you are separated from God, there is another destination you are heading for. The only thing we don't know is that The journey to that destination may be taking long. It is because of them that the lake of fire was created. And when you speak presumptuously, you speak, take the name of the Lord in vain, and all the other things they do, not only prophets, but all mankind, all the abominations they are doing because of what happened in the Garden of Eden, hell was created. The same disobedience that Satan created was guilty of. So, what I'm saying is that, yes, they will die. The only thing is that you think because they never die now, you think they will not die again, their case has been settled. There are people that are in the death row, condemned to death in the court, but they are still there. They never hang them yet. Any day, they are waiting for the appointed time that the governor will sign the death warrant and they will execute them. So it is with every false prophet. Hellfire is waiting for them.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sister, I think that's all. Finish.
Praise the Lord. Pastor, I noticed some of the women who have the gift of healing. I noticed that usually it's a sensation in the hand. I noticed, I think, two of them. They usually have a sensation in the hand. And I'm asking, is that a criteria that if you have the gift of healing, there has to be that?
No, I have taught
sensation.
The Bible says different operation. I also have a gift of healing, but I don't feel any sensation in my hand. But I pray for people and they receive healing. And many more operate that.
And again, some few Sundays now you've been teaching on the gift of the Holy Ghost. You really clamped down on, you know, people who
talk to microphone so everybody can hear.
You really, you're very hard on people who probably separate relationships. Now, my question is, okay, what if probably you've been praying and the Lord has shown you somebody and you have done your own part by praying and then you walk up to a prophet to, you know, discuss with the prophet and you tell the prophet, this is a person that has approached me and I'm interested and all of that. And the prophet probably tells you one or two issues about the person. Would he be wrong to do that?
Well,
genuinely.
Well, listen. When you go before a prophet on things that affect your life, be guided by this, that you believe that person is a prophet. Don't gamble with somebody you are not sure has a gift. And such inquiry, if I am the one, I will go to more than one prophet. So that in the mouth of two or three, the matter will be established. Now, where you will know that this is not God is that when you go here, it says one thing, you go to another, it says another. That is God's own signal to you that run away from going to inquire, you deal with him directly. For God is not an author of confusion. Once you are sure he's a prophet, the advice he gives you based on what he sees, you better act on it. Thank you.
Why I'm asking this question is, if at the end of the day, yes, you believe the prophet, and the prophet tells you this person has one or two issues, and because based on that, you decide not to go ahead, and then such a news comes to you, the person who is affected, you know, probably gets to know about what happened, and it comes to you, that news comes to you, to you, will you still be very angry?
Let me use one example now. Please, any single brother there? Assuming, for instance, are you married? Like this cameraman. Who again? When the brother hears that the sister refused to marry, or the sister hears.
No, the sister walks up to the prophet.
And then based on what the prophet tells you,
yes.
Then you cut off the relationship.
Yes.
Now your question is, if the man gets to hear that it's Prophet Sunday that scattered.
And then comes to report to you.
And comes to report to me.
Yes, that this is the reason why she didn't want to go ahead with the marriage.
Of course, as a pastor, such a thing I should know. Now I will call the prophet. I beg, what did you see concerning this? And remember, amen, it has to be confirmed. This thing that the prophet said he saw concerning this person, is it true? If it is true, then what is the argument about it?
Okay. Then finally, sir, you just painted a picture, you know, based on the use of our gifts,
yes.
which could be interplayed with talents.
Yes.
And you talked about the grave danger of you not making use of your gift. Now, for a woman, especially in a ministry like this, I believe that the gift is not localized. It's for the body of Christ, like
sure.
you preached. How do you navigate as a woman, being that you're not supposed to be like the focal person, the person on the platform, so to speak, the
yep.
person of interest?
Yep.
How do you navigate through to make sure that you fulfill that aspect of your ministry while not also compromising the fact that you cannot stand, I don't know how to put it, because...
Now, the only gift that speaks and stands at the altar is the teaching gift, is the preaching gift.
Okay.
There are other gifts in the body. Now, if you as a woman, you also have an ability to teach. In a ministry like this, we have women fellowship, and we have women fellowship activities where they admonish one another, they speak to one another, and it is done here regularly, even monthly. So that is an avenue for you to use. Now, if it's a healing gift, I am aware, I know a sister here who has a healing gift, and something happened that had to take her to a federal medical center here in Lagos. And she went there, and a very complicated case, and she prayed for the person because they knew her to have that gift. They sent for her, she came. And from that time till now, the doctors there, anytime there is any serious case, they will call her. And she will rush to the hospital and then pray. That is a ministry. She's praying for people.
Yes, sir. That is one case that has been able to be exposed. It's not localized. It's for the body of Christ.
Do you know what? God can never give you a gift. Your gift will make a way for you. People must know it. People must know it. There's a brother in this church. The majority of the women that have gotten pregnant during a particular period, it was through his prayer. And yet, nobody knows him. But only the women know him. Amen. When he prayed for one, the thing, he healed. You can go tell another person now. You can go tell another person. Eh? Your work will advertise you. Your gift will advertise you. If you are doing it properly. Okay, please let this be the last person now. After this on the screen.
Shalom,
from Oyo State, Sister Oluchi. Please, I notice in this church, Holy Communion is usually taken towards evening time. Why, sir? Because we visitors might wish to stay, but because of the time. What is it called? It's the Lord's Supper. It is not the Lord's breakfast. And it is not the Lord's lunch. It is supper. And supper being ended, and supper is speaking of the end of the day. At the going down of the sun, light is over, darkness is setting in. And Christ came in the fullness of time. And he came and to conclude and end the day of evil. And He came at the end of God's program. So he died. And even the time they crucified him was in the evening. So that's why they didn't want him to stay overnight. They quickly took him. Joseph went to his place and put him there. So it has something, even the timing matters. The same reason why we use alcohol, and the same reason why we also don't use yeast. It must be unleavened bread. It must have something that speaks of Christ himself. Yes. Please, the last question.
Shalom, church. My question is that, can God give somebody sickness if the person have gifts, refuse to serve him?
No. God does not tempt anybody with evil.
I have one woman. She's very fat. Now she's like broom. Her hair is even removing. They say it's because of she refused to work for God.
So up to now, she no agree work.
Yes.
Up to now, she refused.
No, now she has accepted.
If she accepts, then her body will come back. Then we will know, send her God to punish her now. So accept first. Then we will watch her. You see, somebody will say, they say nothing is working because I refuse to answer call. Oh yeah, you don't answer. Oh yeah. Why are you coming for prayer again? Amen. I must mention this. Listen. Listen. Walk within the grace God has given you. Know the grace that God has given you. When you pray for anybody, a sick person, or whatever it is, have this at the back of your mind. The evidence that you have that grace is the testimony that follows after the prayer, not the manifestation during the prayer. Do you understand what I'm saying? The evidence that you have grace for any particular area is the testimony that will follow after you have prayed, not the manifestation that takes place during your prayer. Because after that manifestation, he may stand up and the demon was only dancing with you. You know why I say this? Sometimes deliverance takes place even here. And then somebody, you know, so you are praying. Both men and women know. I said this one, don't get that kind of church before. Do you know why he fell down? So that you can leave me alone. Stop that. That's not the evidence that you are anointed. That when you lay hand, the person go turn. And this is the evidence that now you they push him. When you do, when you come on hand, it goes stand. When you do again, you go move. When you come on hand, it goes stand. Now you they push him. That is Pentecostal hangover. So that people will say you are anointed. And this is, it's because people don't have integrity. The person you are praying for will hate you. He will hate you. He say, which one is this? So this one not get grace. They come, you know. See, hallelujah. Amen. The evidence is the testimony. A sister is looking for fruit of the womb. And I lay my hand on the womb. And then they cry, they jump. Then you fall down. Now fall down, you come to me for. Is he looking for where to fall down? Now he come to me. So why would I be looking at you falling down? 1 month after that, I should ask, how far? How far? As I ask you, they do like this. I go say, peace. Excuse me. Peace. Receive peace. I didn't say, fall down. You fall down with your husband for bedroom. For here, how far? Not to say, this is for vain glory. You don't use your gift for vain glory. Vain glory. No. Evidence, the power is in your mouth. Say it. And it shall come to pass. I separate you. And it shall come to pass. I bind you and it must be bound. I loose you. I am loosing you. You understand? Then look me. I don't care. Hallelujah. You must be loose. I'm speaking. If I should stand at the happy say, you they hear me. That nonsense, I cause it to die. Try, we die away. You're waiting to fall down. 2 days after, I say, how far? How far? How far? So, all this thing about pushing people, pushing, and when you are doing deliverance, you should not sweat. If that is your area. Is somebody understanding me? If that is your area, you don't go come out court to do deliverance. It's not by power, it's not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. It's not by power. This mountain. See, listen. Hallelujah. Restoration ministry, which we are part of, is to remove all this nonsense that came and infiltrated the Church of Jesus Christ. And let people come and see original. Original. All this hangover people do up and down, you know, put it away. There's nothing. It's for vain glory. That is the reason why people are going to look for something that will enhance them. When they do like this, people will fall down. Say, now fall down, be evident, say, I'm anointed, Abi. Oh, yeah, take it, go up. Okay, take what? There are some problems that you it will not go. I mean, evident that it goes, you will not fall down. If the thing disturbing is not in me, I will not go fall down. Then tie me for village and they push me down here. Do you understand? They tie me for village. They do prophetic action. Tie something for village. You know, push me down here. Praise God. Let's stand up, John. Let's stand up.